Welcome back. It's 8:37. It's Wake Up Memphis on the Money 990 AM, 107.9 FM, streaming all the time at Money990.com. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Ian. Earlier this hour, Andrew Haynes, who splits his time between Memphis as owner of the Memphis Americans and living in St. Pete, Florida, he actually called in and talked about the potentially catastrophic damage that will come to his neck of the woods. So he's evacuated to Miami, but the surge of 12 to 16 feet, this has been a busy time. But he said, as early as Monday, they are already preparing to evacuate. The National Hurricane Center weather forecasters working really hard to keep folks updated and taking this as a serious, potentially catastrophic storm. Scotty Hughes joins us now this morning on Wake Up Memphis, our friend. She's a journalist and political analyst, too. Scotty, good morning.
Good morning. And actually, Tim, I just checked in with my parents who are in Stuart, Florida, and they still have electricity. Stuart's about north. It's halfway between West Palm Beach and Orlando.
Ooh.
They still have electricity, but it has been raining there. They're going to be about 30 miles outside of the cone. But what has been interesting about them is this is really the first hurricane that Governor Ron DeSantis has had to deal with on a large scale. And they said even their neighbors who are Democrats have been thoroughly impressed about how just matter of fact, getting it down, no politics. We are going to take care of this even before the hurricane hits, that he has been in preparing his state. But let me tell you something, just like with everything else, Tim, as we know, Democrats never miss an opportunity to make things go political. I mean, when there's a school shooting, the anti-gun rhetoric is out literally before the police probably enter the building. And yet here we're seeing again another natural disaster is about to happen. And the Democrats are already politicizing this event. I mean, Tim, did you hear what Don Lemon had to say?
Yeah, Don Lemon always has some entertaining things to say. Ha ha, as in they're not accurate, but they're funny. Poor, pitiful little morning show Don Lemon. Not only have we heard it, but we're going to share here. In fact, Josh, we have that clip, don't we? Play the Don Lemon clip with the National Weather Service forecaster.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Okay. Well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
Listen, he's lived there, so he ought to know. Screw the years and years and years of meteorological studies. It's a gut feeling. He knows that climate change is responsible for Ian.
Oh, Hurricane Andrew says hello, as well as the Labor Day storm of 1935. I mean, maybe Don Lemon was there as well. I mean, he is having a really bad time. I think at this point we can all agree that Don Lemon has obviously gotten a new producer over the last 2 weeks because, and it's obviously not as good as yours are, Tim, because they're not vetting the people that are going on his show because he now has been schooled twice by his guests on the truth that goes against his narrative and his agenda that he's been trying to push, that CNN is trying to get away from. If you want to believe their press releases and everything, all the changes they're making, Don Lemon's new producer is literally feeding him to the sharks and watching him flail on air, which is quite kind of humorous to see. But that just speaks to the bigger picture, I think, that we're dealing with right now, is this narrative that's coming out of Washington, D.C., that they're trying to feed across the board to everything on all sorts of issues. You can tell they're getting desperate. The closer we get to November, they are throwing everything. There's not just one Hail Mary. We are Hail Marys at this point, trying something. The Democrats are trying so that they can maintain power because they see the writing on the wall. And unfortunately, that's kind of a rare. So the number one issue I think that we're talking about is this violence that's happening. And if you listen to the rhetoric coming out of the White House, Tim, I know you're on top of this. I know you hear some of the things and go, why is Joe Biden obsessively tweeting 20 to 30 times this anti-MAGA hate and trying to almost inspire violence against Trump supporters? And guess what? It's happened. And I know you've covered this story that happened with the young man up in, I think it was Minnesota, who got targeted and ran over. And the white, truly the white supremacist, the white terrorist, thought that he was justified for it. And he got out on $50,000 bond. And you never heard a word of condemnation for political violence against this young man, and from the White House. What happens? 48-hour vacation, and then Joe Biden's back to tweeting all of this anti-MAGA hate, literally trying to get people to target his political opposition. I mean, these are Gestapo tactics that we're seeing from the FBI. These are targeted tactics that we're seeing coming directly out of the White House, and the mainstream media is just quiet about it. Well, except I consider you guys to be mainstream media for me, because you're who I listen to, except for conservative radio that's having to try to fight back against this narrative because everybody else has already crumbled and just marching along.
Oh, yeah, and we've seen this happen in our own city, and we covered this on Sunday. We have a first-time political candidate, Carrie Schween, all of about maybe 5 feet tall, maybe, and she's a mom, and she decided she's going to run for school board, and she's a conservative. Well, out Sunday, out putting out, you know, brochures, pamphlets, advertising a meet and greet, and asking people for their vote, you know, the old-fashioned way with a handshake and a hello. She gets tracked down the street by a woman who rolls down her window, starts screaming at her, and then spits on her. And fortunately, Carrie was smart enough to go file a police report, and we're watching to see what happens with that. But I'll tell you what didn't happen is apparently all the other television stations and radio stations in the market ran out of bandwidth, because I didn't see a dang story about that on their website or hear them broadcasting about violence against a political candidate, a mom just wanting to make a difference. And you know what? It goes back to what you said. It's an open permission slip, rather, from the Biden administration that if you don't agree with us, go get them, guys and gals.
Well, and I hope Carrie has taken this event and fueled her fire even more. If anything, that should make people who are in Germantown, even if you don't live in her district, get out on Saturday, go knock some doors, reach out to her campaign, because obviously if she scares them and she invokes those kind of emotions out of her opponents and out of the left, that's the kind of woman that you want fighting for your children. And right now, the fight that we're finding in the schools, they're not even hiding it anymore of what they're trying to indoctrinate our children with. And they know that they have to start this woke agenda. They're starting in the classrooms. You know, I said last week that I feel like wokeness is the number one export of the United States right now, and it's spreading around the world. But don't forget how it all started, and it's been going on for decades. But now, like I said, they don't even hide in their curriculum anymore. They're starting in our classrooms at the very youngest. And right now, like I said, Carrie, you go, girl. You literally, this is the reason why you're supposed to be what you're supposed to be doing. If you try to get these emotions down, and this is Germantown, folks. This is a very conservative area, except every once in a while you get those liberals that move in there, and they just feel like they have a chance. It's sad. And, you know, we saw the pro abortion activist who was arrested at gunpoint by the FBI in front of his children, 20 armed FBI agents pointing their rifles at him. Just because he was a pro-life activist that was going to turn himself in, even though his charges are very, very weak, in my opinion. That is what's happening in our America today. And it would be real easy, and this is all being done for one reason, so that you and I, Tim, we don't use our voice, so that your listeners aren't inspired to get out there and not knock on doors for Carrie. It's supposed to say, you know what, I'm just going to stay in my own little bubble because I'm safe. I don't want to risk my family. And I get it. I understand. But guess what? That's how we continue to lose this country. And silence, now is not the time to be silent. Now is the time to actually use your voice in a positive way and use it to actually make a difference. And by golly, with November coming around, now it's more critical than ever, because they're going to continue to get more and more desperate in their moves to make sure that they motivate their base. October 8th, there is a march right now, a march for women. The pink hats are coming back. I'm seeing rallies popping up, not only in Washington, D.C., but all over the state of Tennessee. The Democrats are organizing to hold these pink hat rallies around the state. That does not need to happen here in Tennessee. It's going to happen. But with the violence they're trying to inspire amongst conservatives, I say that day, October 8th, should be a day of prayer for conservatives, for Republicans here. Stay home, stay in, stay safe. Because unfortunately, these people are not nice, and we need to make sure that we cover our country in prayer, and October 8th might just be the best day to do it.
Yeah, prayer is, it works. It may not happen on our time, but it works, and God hears us. That is a fact. Follow her at Scotty N. Hughes on Twitter. Scotty, always great to talk to you. And I'm with you. I hopefully Carrie Schwein, whether or not she wins that race, she's emboldened to press further and give her best effort in that school board race, as she just simply wants to do what's best and represent her kids, represent the district, represent the teachers. And we shouldn't be afraid, because when people get violent, we've got about 20 seconds left. Fair to say, when people get violent, that means that they've pretty much run out of ideas and we're over the target?
Absolutely, and that's even more of a reason for us to stand strong and stand taller than ever.
All right, Scotty, have a great rest of your week. Always a pleasure to talk to our friend Scotty Hughes. Coming up on Wake Up Memphis, oh no, the Great Pumpkin, it comes with a greater price. And a guy, a gun buy, that's easy for me to say, and a gun buyback program when things go wrong. We'll tell you about one. Coming up, it's Tim and Josh on Wake Up Memphis. It is 847.